Hi, my name is Centurion. Your recent Department of Public Health coronavirus hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find an assistance site near you?
Now, I got a general question regarding the. I have a general question regarding the guidelines for entertainment venues.
Can you help with that?
So here's what I'm looking for. I'm trying to find where I can reference on a website what the state, because my understanding is when Governor Ivey announced that things would expire on April 9th or whatever, that went for entertainment venues also and sporting venues. Is that not correct? That they could go back to, I guess, what are the guidelines around the capacity on that?
All right. So I have to gather that information specifically. Will give me one moment. I'll be right with you, okay?
Yep, take your time.
All right.
If you're doing it right now, let me know.
Oh, yeah, we'll let you know. Get out of hand. He looks like the wild guy. I kind of figured that. You got the dog?
All right.
Yeah, sir. Go ahead.
Well, thank you for waiting so patiently for me. All right. So if you go to alabamapublichealth.gov, you should see where the update for what Governor Ivey has issued as a safer apart order, and it'll be able to go into
Alabama.
More details.
Alabama, what is it called?
Alabama Public Health.
Right.
Dot gov.
Okay, I'm there, and then where do I go from there?
See, it looks like it's under the frequently asked questions tab.
Is it view all COVID-19 related emergency order by state agency? I'm trying to figure out. So you're saying go to FAQ page?
See, on the home page, you should see where in bold letters it says frequently asked questions.
Right, I'm there. So I'm under frequently asked questions.
April the 7th update.
I see that.
Right, that's when it starts to go into the safer apart order.
Okay. And say safer apart, so it took me to another website, and I've been here. So would it be the 26th Supplemental Emergency Proclamation? That's what I'm having a hard time finding. Hold on, here it is, April 7th Amendment. So because I have maintain 6 feet separation from people in different households. Wear a mask. 6 feet.
I provide you the website to get that information. The same thing as I can do for you, sir.
No, I'm still going to have questions because I'm going here and I don't see where entertainment venues are mentioned. So where is entertainment venues on this order, and who can I get that information from?
Now, as far as this specific information, the information that we can get comes straight from the website or any other updates. And this is the latest update that we received.
Okay, so you guys are the health department, aren't you not? The hotline for the COVID health department, no?
Right, it's more for finding test locations to be able to find a test. We can assist with general information, but that general information does come from the websites for the Alabama Public Health website as well as the CDC.gov.
So who would know more about this? Would it be the governor's office or who? Like who? I need a call. Just so you know, I'm a business owner and we're holding an event at an entertainment facility down here. And the entertainment facility believes that they're still under order to where they have to maintain 6 feet apart inside their venue at 50%, which is really a third of their total capacity, which doesn't make sense. Because that's not the way that I read that's not the way that the media communicated it. So, who else within the department can I speak to that can give possibly legal advice from the state?
Now, at this line, we can't give legal advice.
A legal opinion. That's what I need. So where do I go for a legal opinion within the state?
You have to get in touch with the CDC.
The CDC has nothing to do with the state. Is there a state CDC agency? CDC is a federal agency. They didn't set the mandate for the state. The state was set by the state health department.
Those are the guidelines that we've been following from the ADPH.
The guidelines for each state were set by the state health department. That's who mandates the guidelines. The governor set the order that was executed by the state health department. So is there someone within the state health officer that can probably assist, or is there a number I can call for the state health officer that maybe can give an opinion? I mean, guiding me to CDC, actually, Scott Harris. So how do I get a contact with Scott Harris?
We don't have that specific information as far as individuals go. Again, the only guidelines that we've been following have been coming from the ADPH.
I got it.
All right. So anything else I can do for you today?
No. I mean, can I speak to a supervisor?
I don't have any supervisor at this line. I'm sorry.
You have no supervisors?
Correct. The information that we receive, that we give out, comes straight from the Alabama Department of Public Health as well as the CDC.
Okay.
Those are the guidelines that we follow.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You have a good one.
All right.